You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Gracious, what a weekend with all sorts of, all sorts of bad news.
A lot of bad news, man.
I'll start off by saying the man who died in Saturday's shooting in Pennsylvania, a true hero, 50-year-old firefighter named Corey Comprator. His sister says he was killed shielding his family from gunfire, that he dove to cover his family.
Yeah, I'm hearing reports that he like tossed like his wife kind of like to the side real quick and then jumped on his daughter and then boom, got hit. Man. And a ton of video coming out from, there was actually a physician right there in front of him that, I mean, instantly flipped around and started trying to save the guy, but it sounds like the quote was that there was brain matter. So he was just, you know, instantly killed, which is
sucks.
Horrible.
Two other people were critically wounded in them. I heard that they are now stable, so that's good. And I shall not mention the name of the shooter. I just don't think we should do that.
No, that's not at all. Personally. You know, I mean, God,
I'm not giving him any type of coverage.
No, but glued to the TV over this. I mean, I think obviously no matter what party you're on, this is absolutely horrific. It's horrible.
And President Biden has come out with three different announcements about it.
Yep.
And he called former President Trump and spoke with him. Trump has arrived in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention, which gets underway today. He is scheduled to speak at the convention on Thursday night. I guess he said originally his plan was he was just going to hold off a couple of days after the shooting. And then he was like, no, I'm not going to let some gunmen
dictate my schedule, essentially. So all the computer images are out now this morning, too. I mean, he had, if you're watching the video, that split second, just a slight movement a little bit to the right, I believe it was. And that's when the bullet just grazed his ear. And they have the images now from like an overhead view. And if he had not turned his head just at that second, it would have gone in front of his ear and then right out the back of his head. And it would have been, you know, lights out. And just that slight movement, man, it's just, it's terrifying to think about that. For anyone being up there and having that happen to somebody, you know, it makes your stomach sink.
Question now if this, as, you know, Joe Biden says, we need to cool the rhetoric.
Yeah.
Both sides are guilty of inflammable rhetoric. So I hope, I don't have much confidence that it will cool.
Maybe it will
for a day or two, but I don't know.
Just the
way this
comments
country is wired.
Already. I mean, as soon as it happened with the comments and the speculation and the conspiracy theories, and I'm so thankful that everyone on my Facebook feed are sniper experts. In a bad situation, I'm covered by a lot of very talented marksmen, from what I'm reading.
Besides that, let's go ahead and mention the. We had actually probably five or six celebrities that died over the last 4 or 5 days. The three biggies this weekend, Richard Simmons, Shannon Doherty, and Dr. Ruth.
Dr. Ruth, I know.
She was 96 years old, man. Anything you want to add to any of those?
No.
Tragic, sad.
Tragic, sad, iconic people in the pop culture realm. And I mean, I grew up with 90210. I grew up with Richard Simmons and Dr. Ruth. So, I mean, it's like... Mm-hmm. Very well-known names. Very sad. I was very sad about Shannon Doherty, too, because she'd been fighting that cancer for a long time. But it moved to her brain, and it got her.
That was horrible. I had Dr. Ruth on a show many, many, many years ago. It was so long ago that I don't even really remember much about the conversation, just that she was charming and hilarious. So,
I bet.
Sad to see. Box office this weekend, Despicable Me 4 was tops, followed by the surprising number 2, earned by an indie horror movie called Long Legs. That's the one with Nicolas Cage as the serial killer. The star-studded Fly Me to the Moon had a very disappointing fifth place finish, made only $10 million. You know, they thought the stars, the Channing Tatum and Scarlett Johansson being, you know, on the marquee was going to make that a big hit. Apparently
not. People are saying good things about this Nicolas Cage movie. I mean, even last week, Josh, our producer, came in and said, I'm dying to see it. It's supposed to be like one of the scariest movies of all time. Huh. It's really well done, I guess.
Well,
not for me.
I have to watch that with my stepdaughter. She and I both are fans of scary movies, and her mother will be in another part of the house.
I don't watch that stuff.
There's a new trend that's out. Let's talk about this. Maybe we'll talk about it a little bit more later this morning. You just had a birthday party for your son. He turned 13. Did you ever think about signing up and opening up a gift registry
no,
for his birthday?
I haven't. And I just saw this story this morning as well. And I'm surprised we haven't come across this for as many kids' birthday parties that we go to, that this hasn't popped up somewhere along the lines.
Well, now
it's a great idea.
Now that the story is circulating, I would think within the next few months you'll probably come across this. They went out and did a survey. They asked people, what do you think about this? Gift registries now for children's birthday parties. And a third of people say, yeah, that's fine. Half of people said it's, quote, unacceptable.
No, I like it because we usually send out the text beforehand, like, what's the kid into? Are they into anything right now? What can we do? So this is fine. I'm totally on board. But doesn't every parent just immediately hit the clearance toy aisle at Target and see what they can get for the cheapest? The answer is yes. Yes, we do.
Yeah. I see both sides. On one hand, I think it's just part of the money-grubbing, greedy, gimme, gimme, gimme society. But like you said, if you're going to go to a kid's birthday party,
it's nice
might
to know.
As well not get them something that's just going to be wasted.
Yeah. Oh, they're not into Pokemon anymore. Well, it's a good thing I didn't buy cards, you know. I like it. Yeah. I'm fine with it. Whatever.
My stance on college education. So there's a story out this morning. Federal Reserve Bank of New York, they released data on the most lucrative areas of study for college graduates. In other words, what degree pays off the most? If you're going to go get swamped with student loans, then what will pay those off faster? And 8 of the top 10 are all engineering degrees.
Well, yeah.
Computer engineering, chemical engineering, aerospace engineering, electrical engineering, industrial engineering, mechanical engineering, general engineering, miscellaneous engineering, civil engineering. There's more and more and more. The only two in the top 10 that were not engineering are computer science, which is pretty damn close.
Real close.
And then finance was number 10.
Yeah, all right, well.
Man, oh man. So they say the college degrees with the lowest wages right out of school are theology and religion, the performing arts, liberal arts, leisure and hospitality, and then more. Yeah, you know, we've asked some kids who call us up, and they're saying, yeah, I'm a sophomore this year in college, or I'm a junior. And we'll say, what are you studying? And we have a visceral reaction to their answer every
time. Some of them, yeah.
Some of them will go, I'm studying engineering. We're like, oh, you're set for life.
Music.
And then some will say,
ooh.
Yeah, I'm studying, like, a cruise ship, you know, hospitality. You're like, What else is trending?
Well, today is National Give Something Away Day, and don't we have so much crap? All of us have so much crap, so make it a point to give something away today. It's funny because outside right now, currently, the back of America's pickup is full of stuff for Goodwill. We spent 8-9 hours yesterday gutting the basement, just getting stuff out of there, throwing stuff
good,
on
though,
next door,
it?
People buying great. Things. I'm telling you, loading up boxes in the back of your car that you know you'll never have to look at again is one of the greatest feelings ever.
There was a story last week with some people who supposedly had the advice for, it was like wealth building secrets and hacks from people who are cheapskates. And one of their rules was, you can't go out and buy something to bring into your house until you get rid of one other thing.
Yeah, I'm like that with shirts now. I'm like that with clothing. If I buy a new shirt or pants, one has to leave. And I've been very good about it.
Seems like a
good rule of thumb
to me.
Just cycle things out. Dom, we missed out on National Macaroni and Cheese Day. That was yesterday.
Oh.
Finally, some lighthearted news to talk about. Big survey, though, that came out. Do you eat it with a fork, spoon, or spork?
I'll spoon it.
Forking it all day long. Spooning. I like to pick up the noodles each individually because I'm a child. I like the fork.
I wonder if there's a bigger segment about the whole fork versus spoon debate.
Well, it depends on what you're eating, I guess.
No, not anymore. These days, I eat almost everything with a spoon.
We served ice cream and cake this weekend, and we ran out of spoons, so we just used forks. And it was fine. Everybody ate their ice cream with a fork. Like, you just got to eat it faster. Well, it's still hard. What the cluck? Colorado has 3 cases of the H5 bird flu virus infection in poultry workers right now. Oh. Everyone's got warning flags up about that, about how people are starting to get that. Alec Baldwin, did you see his big news over the weekend?
No,
they tossed out
me.
His case. They dismissed the manslaughter case on Friday. Decision came with prejudice, meaning the case can't be refiled after prosecutors failed to share a batch of bullets with the defense in a failure that appalled the judge. So they booted the case out, and he's a free man.
Well,
they withheld evidence.
Well, we knew he was going to walk anyway, but yeah. I didn't know it would be this way.
Like, super quick. They withheld evidence. The judge didn't like it, and so she booted the case. And he started crying there in the courtroom. The video was going around this weekend. He's a very happy man, so that went on. Here's a new twist on some of your favorite Disney songs. Disney is releasing a pop punk and alternative compilation of all their Disney classics. I love this. That's kind of my genre that I like. There is a Simple Plan is going to be doing one. I think they sent out a teaser of Can You Feel the Love Tonight by Simple Plan. I couldn't find it this morning. I'll try to dig it up for the second trending. I think that's kind of a good idea. I'm an alternative freak, so I'd probably listen to that. Get this, you guys. First Blockbuster, now Redbox. Known for its big red video rental kiosks, they're shutting down. As its owner, Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment, yes, that's a thing, they filed Chapter 11, and now they have gone into Chapter 7 liquidation. So now they've got to sell everything to pay creditors off. As a result, 1,000 employees are going to be laid off, and those 24,000 DVD rental kiosks across the U.S., shutting them down. Tossing them into big trash compactors and squishing them up, it sounds like.
I was going to say, what could you possibly do with them?
I don't know. Could you repurpose them to spit out vape pens or something? I don't know. Sandwiches?
That might be a billion-dollar idea if you come up with a way to repurpose things like that.
They'll probably be sold off and something will happen to them. Probably the biggest news of the entire weekend. I mean, so much on this on social media. It was just nonstop coverage. My God. The price of stamps have been hiked for the fourth time in 2 years. 73 cents per stamp now.
Wow.
Nick Nat called me from Costco the other day. She's like, the cashier's trying to upsell me on like 100 stamps for however much it was. She's like, should I do it? I was like, no. She's like, well, they last forever.
Yeah.
Like, how often do we mail things? I was like, those will last you until you're dead.
I probably use 2 a month.
Yeah. Yeah, if that
so if you
really...
get a roll of 100, it could last you 4 years.
I was like, no, we'll just buy the little book as we need them. All right, let's do this.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Kind of a crazy video floating around this morning with salt and pepper shakers. I guess they say you've been doing it wrong for years. You're not supposed to shake them, even though it's in the name. I'm not going to tell you what they do. I'm going to force you to go to our Facebook and watch the video, but it's trippy and it's very unique.
I want to know.
It's very unique. So check it out on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
The pepper came pouring out, Dom. It was pouring out.
Now you're going to make me go look.
As big as the stamps news.
That's what's trending with your boys in the morning.